school has, of course, started back up, and in part of my job as being chaplain at Haydenham High School, I've been there for all the meetings as we kind of introduce people, especially the freshmen, to the school, and they get to know all the teachers and everyone who's there. One of the very special people that's there is actually not someone who teaches a class, but is the vice principal, one of our parishioners, Mike Monahan. He's got the interesting title of Dean of Students. That's kind of a nice version of the title, because in previous days, Mike would have been called the Dean of Discipline. But I guess that sounded too harsh. And, you know, Mike is so friendly and nice that to call him the Dean of Discipline makes him seem mean and ruthless. He's really not. But I think that idea of discipline is important, especially for our students. And you see that in the letter to the Hebrews today. It's all about discipline. He says, "My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines." Discipline is important. It comes from the word meaning to be taught. Disciples comes from the same word. Discipulos is someone who is taught. To discipline is related to teaching. It is through correction that God helps teach us. Many ways, if we turn away from God's plan, God doesn't have to do anything. It's built right into the consequences of our act. If we do something dumb, a lot of the times, discipline comes immediately because we get in trouble for the dumb thing we did, maybe without anybody having to do it to us. But that's just one kind of discipline. There's a second kind of discipline. The first one is discipline that's imposed. You do something wrong and you suffer the consequences in order to help correct you so you don't do the wrong thing again. But there's a second kind of discipline, and that is the discipline that we might choose, a discipline we might take on. Now we might ask, why would we do that? Well, Hebrews also tells us today that the one who is trained by discipline knows peace and the fruit of righteousness. We know that if we want to get better at anything, we have to discipline ourselves, to train ourselves to do better. What will we take on is our own disciplines? That's a tough question. You know, the idea of not eating meat on Friday, for instance, that used to be a universal penance that all Catholics did on Friday. To some extent, it was easy. If you're a Catholic, you know, I don't eat meat on Friday. But after the Second Vatican Council, we changed the rules, said, you could still give up meat on Friday if you want, but everybody needs to do some kind of penance. So now, instead of everybody having to give up meat, the church says you choose your penance. If you want to do a different kind of discipline on Friday than giving up meat, do it. If you want to give up, you know, ice cream instead of meat, or if you want to give up some of your time to go pray, it's up to you. You can choose whatever discipline you want to do on Fridays. Didn't do away with the idea of discipline, just said, we're not all going to give up meat on Fridays together, except during Lent. Well, think about that. I actually think that's harder. How many of us now on Friday just don't do anything because we have to choose? And if we're free to choose, how easy is it sometimes to choose the easy way? Jesus says, enter by the narrow gate. It's not easy. So if we want to grow, we really do need to take on some disciplines. Discipline doesn't have to be painful and hard and arduous. Sometimes it can be fun and even helpful. And so I'd like to draw your attention today to the front of our bulletin. When you leave, don't read the bulletin now, okay? The front of the bulletin has all these great opportunities. You may think, that's not discipline, that sounds like fun. Cool, it should be fun. These are all different ways that if we want to grow in our faith, yeah, we need a little bit of discipline to be trained in righteousness, like Hebrews says. Of course, our religious ed, everybody knows our kids need to learn their faith. That kind of goes without saying, but what about us adults? So many opportunities. We have That Man Is You. Our parish men's group is now going into its third year. They meet on Saturday mornings, and it is an awesome group. Those people have been coming back, even at 6:30 on Saturday morning, say it is worth it. The program is that great. Our women's group, Women of Grace, they meet on Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. A great opportunity for our women, led by Jeanette Benkovic, who is famous in EWTN. She helps, has started these Women of Grace groups. Catholic Scripture Study International, we started that last year. We looked at the Gospel of John. This is an intensive scripture study focused on just one book of the Bible. And this year they're going to look at the Acts of the Apostles. What a great way to learn about the early church and all the zeal that filled the church after Easter. It's all kind of the Acts of St. Paul and all the early martyrs of the church there in the Acts of the Apostles. Many of you are familiar with our School of Faith. This is taught by Holy Family School of Faith, originally started at St. Lawrence. Now those classes are open to everyone. Our teachers at the school, both Hayden and here, are required to take these classes, but so many of the people in the community wanted in on it that they open it up to everyone now. And so this fall's class is called A Walk Through the Catechism, and it's going to be offered at the Topeka region on Monday evenings at Christ the King. The Network, another kind of a Bible study. This one, instead of focusing on an individual little book like the Acts of the Apostles, this is going to do Jeff Caven's Great Adventure Bible Timeline. The Bible can actually be a great adventure. I love the title. The whole premise here is that, you know what, if we really want to understand the Bible, a lot of people try that through the Bible in the year thing. You know, you start in January. January 1, I read like the first three chapters of Genesis. And if you just follow the plan, you'll have read the whole Bible in a year. I actually recommend you don't do that. I know. But people start in January and it goes really great. They're like, yes, I'm reading the Bible in the year. It's awesome. And then most people quit about February, March. Because you get in the book of Leviticus, and it's like 600 ways how to kill a cow, and it just gets really boring. Great Adventure Bible Timeline. Jeff Caven says there's only 14 books you really need to read in the Bible. Leviticus isn't one of them. You can skip Leviticus, and he just tells you, here are the verses and the chapters you read to get the story. If you want the big picture of what the story is about, that's an awesome opportunity that we're doing here for the first time. Great Adventure Bible Timeline. Under the Network. Finally, our readings today talk about going out to the whole world and preaching the good news. Because we know, as exciting as this is, and of course you're all excited because you're here, there are other people who are not here that need to get excited. St. Paul tells us, how will they hear the word if someone doesn't preach it? We need more people in the church. We need more people in Most Pure Heart of Mary Catholic Parish, people who aren't even Catholic yet or know that they're supposed to be Catholic yet. How will they know unless somebody tells them? And it's not Father Brian and I's job to go out and spread the gospel. We do that, but we're just two people. We're not at your place of work. We're not with your family and friends. You know those people who you think maybe you need to tell about an opportunity to learn more about our faith and maybe even become Catholic. The Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults is our classes that we teach for those who are interested in maybe becoming Catholic. You guys know people who should be in those classes. Maybe you've been praying about it, thinking about it for a while. Have the courage to go up and talk to those people. Jesus is telling us we got to go out and teach to all the nations, and we need people in our RCIA who only you know need to be there. Father Brian and I are praying up a storm, and we're calling all the people we can, but ultimately we need your help to get people in RCIA who we know need to be there. You might often think, though, also adults who maybe haven't been confirmed. If you have not been confirmed yet, receive the sacrament of confirmation, we also help those people in our CIA. So everyone here that's an adult that's been baptized, receive your first communion, first Eucharist, sometimes that confirmation, for whatever reason, maybe something comes up and you didn't get confirmed. Now's the year to receive that great grace of the Holy Spirit, so look into that as well. Finally, our Light of the World retreat is going to happen again this fall, October 8th through the 10th. This has been an amazing experience for the people who have done it. A chance over the course of a weekend to really get to know God in a deeper way, to take that next step forward on a retreat with people just like you. That may not sound like discipline, but that's the kind of discipline that I think is held in mind by the Hebrews. Not just discipline that's inflicted, but things we might choose. Things that don't have to be incredibly hard. It may be as simple as saying, all right, I'm going to get up at 6:30 on Saturday morning. Because I want to go to this men's group to be strengthened as a man with all these other men in the parish. Or it may mean that, yeah, I want to be a holy woman, so I'll give up an hour of my time to go to Women of Grace. Or I'm going to make this retreat. It may be no harder than just saying, that sounds exciting, I'll just go. I'll give up a little time. A little bit of discipline to be trained in righteousness. Finally, we might just say, why all the fuss? Why all the fuss about discipline? Can't we just go through life and enjoy it and not have to worry about all this suffering and discipline and stretching? You know, if you think about it, if you want to be better, an athlete has to be disciplined. You've got to take on opportunities to grow. In fact, you know, I'm trying to grow myself, not like out. I'm like trying to shrink this way and buff up a little bit. So I've got to work with Father Bill so that I can grow. And the neat thing about weightlifting, you know, if you just lift your normal stuff, you never get stronger because your body says, I can do that. I've lifted that same, you know, briefcase every day. I don't get any stronger anymore by lifting my briefcase. Although Father Brian's giving me more and more work, so it is getting a little heavier. But if we just do everything we always do, we never get any stronger. We have to push our bodies beyond that. That's why we lift the heavy weights. It actually makes our muscles say, I need to do better. That's heavier than I can do. I've got to lift more. And so our muscles get stronger. It's the same way in our faith. If every year we see the bulletin list all these great activities and all we do is say, maybe next year, maybe later. We never get any stronger because we never try to lift any more than we've always done. So I encourage you this year, take that next step forward. Add a little personal discipline to your repertoire. It takes effort, but Jesus tells us the gate is narrow. We can't just say, Lord, you know me. I came to church on Sunday. I prayed, remember? Jesus doesn't want ordinary Catholics. He wants extraordinary Catholics. And for that, we have to stretch ourselves a little bit. So I encourage you, pray over the bulletin. Pray over all the opportunities. Whatever it is that God calls you to do, let us exercise a little personal discipline. Something we might choose to take on that we might truly be trained in righteousness to grow strong in our faith. If we do that, we will have the strength to enter through the narrow gate.